Page 184. The Sea Maiden. Episode 4.
They were now married and everything went on well. But one day, and it was the namesake of the day when his father had promised him to the Sea Maiden, she came and took him away to the loch without leave or asking. The king's daughter was now mournful, tearful, blind, sorrowful for her married man. She was always with her eye on the loch. An old soothsayer met her, and she told how it had befallen her married mate. Then she told her the thing to do to save her mate, and that she did. She took her harp to the seashore, and sat and played, and the sea maiden came up to listen, for sea maidens are fonder of music than all other creatures. But when the wife saw the sea maiden, she stopped. The sea maiden said, "Play on." But the princess said, "No, not till I see my man again." So the sea maiden put up his head out of the loch. Then the princess played again and stopped till the sea maiden put him up to the waist. Then the princess played and stopped again, and this time the sea maiden put him all out of the loch. And he called on the falcon and became one and flew on shore. But the sea maiden took the princess, his wife. Her man was mournful, tearful, wandering down and up the banks of the loch by day and night. The old soothsayer met him. The soothsayer told him that there was no way of killing the sea maiden, but the one way, and this is it. "In the island that is in the midst of the loch is the white-footed hind. And though she be caught, there will spring a hoodie out of her. And though the hoodie should be caught, there will spring a trout out of her. But there is an egg in the mouth of the trout, and the soul of the sea maiden is in the egg, and if the egg breaks, she is dead.